Folks, it's Sultan. Today is Monday, the 1st of July, 2013, and it is about 20 to 1, which is coming up to. And yes, I probably should be in bed, but unfortunately I'm not quite that tired, and it's still relatively warm, so I'm not sure that I can sleep anyway. I'm just going to take Zara outside for a spend, and I will take you with me, and then you'll be able to, and then I'll be able to tell you what it's like out there. It's still warm. Oh, it's funny, I said I wasn't tired and I'm yawning. Right, here we go, out we go. Good girl, wait. Good girl. It's cooled down somewhat since this morning, which is good. So hopefully you'll be able to sleep. Good girl, come on. And it's so difficult to sleep when it's so hot. Good girl, busy, busy. That's it, good girl. I'm going back in. What's that? God, only knows. It's a bit brave. So people shouting about. I hear people in the back. Don't know what they are, who they are. Not anything funny, it's just people in their garden, I suppose. Come on, good girl. There we go. That's it. It's so hot when you come back in, though. That's it, good girl. Hopefully, my washing will be finished soon. I had some sheets I needed to wash, so I put them in when we came back, and the machine hasn't quite finished. And I don't really want to go to bed and leave the machine sort of running, but if I have to, I have to. Come here, good girl. I do put washing on overnight to be washed, but as a rule, I don't really like it. If anything was to happen, nobody would know. So today is Monday, as I say, and I'm heading back to London later on in the afternoon. Weekend has just gone so quick. Amazing how fast it goes. Got here Friday, and so Saturday didn't really feel like doing much because I didn't feel that good. Fortunately, I feel much better in myself. I still am bunged up. The washing machine is still going. Oh well, I'll have to go to bed in a minute. I'll take you with me while I get ready for bed in a minute. So yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I didn't feel like, I still am bunged up, but I feel better in myself, which is a good thing. Not sure how I'll feel travelling back. And once I'm back in the office with the air conditioning, because that's what really affects me. Because they have their air conditioning at really strange temperature. One minute it's really, really hot, to the extent of, my God, just stifling and really stuffy. And another time it can be really, really cold, to the extent you need to wear a jacket. So they can never get the temperature just right. And what makes it worse is that you can't actually physically open any windows, which is awful in an office. But that's unfortunately what it's like. That's as far as it is at the moment, really. I was going to make myself a drink, but I don't know if I can be bothered. It's just so hot. Might just have some water. Be better for me anyway than a cup of tea, I suppose. Although tea doesn't actually keep me awake, and I was going to have mint tea. Um Darren's in bed asleep. Although when I went to put my cane in the bedroom, because there's a cupboard in the bedroom I keep my cane in, he decided to sort of say, hello, he sort of stirred, but I didn't get that on audio boo, because I wasn't doing audio boo at the time. But he is definitely asleep, and Sarah's in the bedroom too. So it's just me, myself, and I doing a midnight ramble. Not because I like the sound of my own voice, but I just like to do audio boos. I'm getting better at them. At first, doing an audio boo was really difficult because I found it hard to talk to something that wasn't sort of there, someone that wasn't there. But as time has gone on, I quite enjoy it, and I think it's a way of capturing thoughts, atmosphere, feelings. I mean, I would never forget the fact that audio boo is very, very public. So, of course, you need to be very careful what you put on it. But apart from that, I think it's a good way of a blind person, particularly, capturing the memories that sighted people capture by taking pictures and things like that. And it's just, there's so many things I wish I'd been able to capture from before, but you can't think like that, can you? I mean, when Darren's guide dog Eden was alive, he was such a character that I wish we were able to capture him much more than we actually did. I didn't sadly have audio boo back then, and if Darren had it, then he would have been able to do it so much more, but he actually didn't until sort of later on in Eden's life. So there were lots of things that he did and the way he behaved that it would have been lovely to have a record of. Of course, they stay in your memory. No one takes them away, but the fact that they could have been sort of on here would have been nice, but obviously they're not, which is very sad. So that's why I try to do some boos of Zara, and I urge any guide dog owner who wants memories of their dogs to do audio boos, because it is a really good way of capturing things, even if it's, you know, talking about the dog or doing things with the dog that means they get heard on boo. It's just not, and I love listening to people doing audio boos. That was something from upstairs. Don't know what that noise was. So yeah, it's just quite impressive to be able to have the technology to do that. Well, fortunately, as I was talking to you on here, the washing machine has stopped, so I don't need to worry about it. Not that I was going to worry about it, but that was Darren's computer chair, oh dear. So it's stopped, so I don't need to worry about it, fortunately. I'm just going to, oopsie-daisy, go and get ready for bed. But before I do, I need to close the front room window. I think that's done. And get a glass of water to take in the bedroom, because Darren likes a drink, so because he gets very dry mouth, so we always have a glass of water so he can. Here we go. Oops. Before I break them all. There we go. Darren has a water cooler, which is the sort that you get in an office, ironically. I don't know how it doesn't take up a lot of space, considering it's not very big here. Oops.
bedroom. And, oops, where's my phone gone? Before I drop it, so I'm walking out of the kitchen and walking through the front room. Oops, and there's Zara's toys everywhere because she likes to make it known that she's here. There you go, in we go. And then we're going into the bedroom. And I'm going to put the glass of water down before I get myself ready for bed. It's cooler in here, so hopefully I'll be able to sleep. Oops, there's things in my way, which I'm going to just about fall over. Oh, there's that glass of water. Okay, so I'm just going to pause this for a second. Now I have got my nearly fell over my own feet. Got my pajamas. I'm going to get ready while I talk to you, and then as I get into bed, I'll upload to Boo, and hopefully it does it, silly thing. I'm glad I'm not using Audio Boo too, that's for sure. That would be a real pain. So fortunately, it is much cooler in the bedroom. So I hope to get some sleep, as I actually didn't get into bed. I didn't sort of go to sleep until after 5. In the morning, Sunday morning, and I was up by about 10, half past 10, I think. So really, I didn't get an awful lot of sleep. I felt like I had enough, but it was just so hot last night that I just could not sleep. I love the warm weather, really do, and I think it's lovely to have summer. But I hate it warm at night because it's so hard to sleep when it's hot. We were looking at the temperatures in London, and London was very hot on Saturday, yeah. According to the Weather Channel app that I've got, it's down to about 13, 14 degrees at the moment, which is much better than Sunday's, which was up to 25. Well, according to the weather app, it was anyway. I don't know if it really was, but I presume it probably was, because it was really hot. London probably was much hotter. With its population and dense buildings and... oh. Excuse the noise in the background. And no, before anybody asks, I'm not intentionally recording Darren snoring. It's just that I'm getting ready for bed. He's asleep and he's snoring. But anyone that comes to stay here, you won't be affected by it, because it actually doesn't affect you in another room. It's not that bad. So if you're in the same room as him, that's when it's bad. Oops. The door is locked, because unfortunately you have to physically lock doors up in Great Yarmouth. They kind of don't do it themselves, which is something I'm used to in London. Yeah, I did. Okay, that's cool. Okay, so I hope that this hasn't been too boring for anyone listening, and if you've managed to listen this far, then thank you for listening. And if you double tapped the screen already, well, ages ago, then that's fine. But then you wouldn't have heard me say this anyway, so hey ho. Okay, I'm just going to get in bed. And say goodnight. And sleep well. Or good day, good whatever it is, wherever you are
in the world. Speak soon. Bye.